This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Hayden and Sylvester Incorporated will help you hit an all-time low.
We're talking fast, sentences in caps, saying things we can't say back, letting ourselves go.
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated. That was Danger, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
By JK featuring Shola Amar. The legend is back. I was talking to her quite recently, actually, about other legends like, what's it called?
I wonder if I take you home, would you still be in love, baby? Because I need you tonight. Ooh, ooh.
You know that Lisa and Cult Jam. There you go. I was told she was wearing a t-shirt when I last saw her, and I gave her the title legend. I think she's a bit of a UK soul legend, you know.
Lisa?
Well, no, Shola Amar.
Oh, Shola Amar.
Yeah. And we were talking about merch and stuff. Merch.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah. Speaking of legends, you did something quite legendary last week. You left the office on a bit of a field trip, A bit of a Rizzle Kicks field trip, Harley.
Yeah, went on a little trip, didn't we?
Yeah, to Los Angeles, yeah?
To the big old Los Angeles.
And yeah, tell us what you went to do, because it was like, you know, quite a small thing, but you lot are coming up in the world, man. Mm. So we weren't really sort of paying that much attention.
No.
But, yeah, no, we just did this little show called The Late Late Show.
Yeah, yeah.
Who presents that show?
What's his name? Like John Gordon.
John Gordon. Gordon, that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Skinny guy, isn't it?
Yeah.
I know.
Really svelte frame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sort of similar to James Corden in a way, but
yeah.
But not really.
In fact, pretty much exactly like James Corden.
Oh, what? How was that, man? Because you didn't even we had a sort of conversation the other day, and I said you didn't tell me.
Yeah,
and
that was
I'd remember you telling me something like that.
This was after I got back as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You're like, you just didn't know.
I thought you were going to like to write songs and stuff.
No. But no, we went to do the Late Late Show.
Yeah, you didn't say when you left it. I saw it on Twitter and I text Harley to say, are you going on James Corden's show? He's like, oh yeah, yeah. That's good.
Well, as to be honest, so like...
Nonchalant.
So, as you know, I get like super anxious these days.
Mm-hmm.
And things like that make me terrified.
Mm.
So I... tried not to think about it at all.
And discussing them makes you think about them.
Yeah, talking about it makes brings on the feels.
Yeah. I thought so. You know, my suspicions were confirmed, I suppose, when, you know, you posted on your Twitter, you and Jordan posted it. Well, Jordan posted it referring to you about your anxiety when it comes to performing.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually respect you highly for, you know, letting people know that, because at the level that you've reached, letting people know that it's okay to have anxiety about going on stage. There's only a few people that I know have that, and you're the only one that has actually talked about it publicly. So kudos.
Thank you. Well, we're documenting the whole thing as well.
Mm.
Going to try and make a documentary about it. So that was the thing with the Late Late Show. We kind of going to be very candid here.
Yeah.
We originally kind of amongst our team like pulled out of it.
Yeah,
I mean, we didn't let them know that we were gonna pull out, but we kind of because I was just like, I can't do it. It's just too much pressure. Blah blah blah. And at the same time, we weren't really promoting anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we weren't exactly, you know, going there with our like big new single that's like done this and that. We kind of just like, we have our album's not ready. Do you know what I mean? It's the kind of thing you do when you're like midway through your album process.
So music has trickled through from you, like three songs.
Yeah,
right?
We've done like, we've like put out like soft releases kind of thing. But yeah, it wasn't like,
it's nothing. There isn't an album campaign.
Not yet.
Or even a big single campaign.
No, not yet. So it was kind of just like a bit of a random one, and then at that added with, you know,
the anxiety.
Yeah, we kind of internally pulled out of it, but then now we've started documenting the whole thing.
Mm.
Just kind of sucked it up and went, you know what, fuck it, it'll make really good footage for the documentary.
It will, I think it's important, like I said, I think it's important to highlight the problems that someone, like I said, of your standing goes through, because you have achieved things that not very many performers, recording artists get to achieve.
Mm.
So, to, you know, people are going to look from the outside and think, the glamorous life of Harley Sylvester from the Rizzle Kicks, you know, he gets to go on the... You know, he gets to swan over to LA and perform on a massively popular show.
Mm.
And they won't realise that, you know, from the time when it got confirmed, you know, on the flight, you're literally shitting yourself.
For about 4 weeks, it was like waking up every morning, like almost in a panic attack state. It was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
You know. But, you know, the relief after we finished was just, it was euphoric.
Yeah.
Mm. I was like, oh my God, that's, thank fuck for that, that's over.
Yeah.
Well, and can we say, did a very brilliant
job. Good job.
Very good job,
yeah,
man.
Thanks, guys. Cheers, lads.
We
cheers.
Won't let the anxiety overshadow the matter at hand. And it was a very good job.
Jolly good performance, Harley.
Thank you, Nat.
For the coolest band in the world, as James
apparently
calls you.
Yeah.
The Rizzle Kicks, apparently.
Yes.
The Rizzle Kicks, the coolest band in the world.
Mm.
Enemy cover soon come.
Soon come,
Esquire magazine and all that, all them big boy ones.
Yeah,
but no, well done, mate. And yeah, like I said, well done for sort of highlighting the issue for people that look up to you.
Mm. Well, yeah, I'm only here to help, bro. You know?
Yeah, man,
here to help.
You are here to help in all respects, including on this show.
Yeah. Indeed, yeah. Yes. Harley does only moonlight as a member of Rizzle Kicks.
Yeah, yeah.
He is actually part of the most powerful law firm in the world,
on the planet,
in the universe.
Oh yeah.
In perpetuity, forever and ever.
Mm-hmm.
As part of that, Harley, you know, feels that to give back, he should resolve your legal queries.
Yeah.
And I feel the same way, and so does Natalie, aka Sarah Dubunda. So we need you to email your queries in
INC
at foobarradio.com or tweet to us
at foobarradio.
Yeah.
You know how to spell it by now.
Exactly. On that note,
I won't undermine your intelligence.
On that note, we're going to get into a song and we'll be back on the other side. We've got a packed show for you today. We started it nice and calmly, but it's going to get a bit hectic.
Oh, shit.
Listening to FUBAR Radio, it's Payne and Sylvester Incorporated. Go on, Harley.
Wait, what Reese said to you, if you're listening, Reese, this is a... I haven't seen you for like 2 months, let alone spoken to you about Play to Win. Well, so Reese is saying that I said that you're cheating.
Well, you don't know how I'm doing it, but you think I'm cheating somehow. Because didn't you have a phone conversation with him last week? I believe he was like staying at your house or something. And you chatted to him.
I wasn't there though.
Yeah, why is Reese trying to like shock me?
I was in LA.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why he was staying in my bed, because I wasn't in the country.
So Reese is doing some
mind. Have you had
games.
No communication?
We spoke briefly about... Do you want to see the conversation?
There
we spoke
go.
Briefly about Arsenal versus Nottingham Forest. You know, he's a Nottingham Forest fan.
Yeah, of course.
And yeah, so the conversation went something like this. If I can find it.
Reese is doing mind games on me, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's trying to psych me out.
Sounds like it.
Didn't work,
so
though, did it?
We spoke a little bit before about, like, during his time away, just like, oh, we still want you to be at football, I miss you, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
And then, okay, so this is how it started. You're all over us, mate. It's Nottingham Forest. And me
right.
talking to Lloris.
Sure.
You're all over us, mate. He goes, must be terrifying playing against a big club, eh? What's the score? I'm on the train. I said, we literally just scored another Xhaka screamer. And he said, fuck's sake. We have Velios, though. He only scores 10-10 screamers. And with the new signing of Lord Bentner. And I said, I can't believe
that's funny.
I can't believe you have Bentner. Good signing for Forest, though. And mm-hmm. then he said, we're getting spanked. And yeah. then he said, oh. mate, I'm kind of glad I'm not seeing you tomorrow now.
Mm. Did you? Can you skip to the part where it was over Facebook, actually, and you talked about me being part Shazam?
What?
Reese
He's got you
me.
There.
Reese is texting me.
This is on Facebook.
Right, okay. Well, what was the part where I'm like Shazam?
I don't know. I'll find it.
Okay. I'm sure Reese will be able to find it for me and send it over.
Get yeah, well soon. We need soon. A screenshot.
Get well soon, Reese, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I said that to him on the phone, but yes, I'll say it again.
What I liked this morning is when he texted me to say he was ill. He didn't like, sort of lead into that. It was a very casual text. He just went, hey, Nat, how are you? I'm like, oh, that's nice. That's nice for Reese just to check in.
Yeah, yeah.
Then he told Reese. Me he was being really, really sick. Well, I probably
he asked about your welfare
yeah,
first.
I
before,
thought,
yeah.
I rate
I'm, I believe Reese.
I'm on Team Reese.
I'm going on each of... So I've checked the Twitter... I mean, the Facebook message.
Maybe you deleted it afterwards. There's no evidence, you think?
No.
Is this... Can Reese not just get a screen grab over?
Yeah, of course he will. Reese is probably dead
enough. Okay, so I'm literally looking... I've looked at our text conversation, our WhatsApp conversation,
okay.
and our Facebook group conversation.
Okay, we'll proceed when Reese sends in some
yeah,
evidence.
Reese
yeah,
Reese will be coming any second, I
but
think.
But for the record... Natalie, are you cheating?
No.
No. Okay, cool.
Because,
establish that one then.
But when I see you outside of the studio, I still am able to come and
yeah, this is what I said. This is the thing, right? This is what I said. I said you display an encyclopedic knowledge of music even when we're not playing Play to Win.
Yeah.
So it's clear that you know a fuckload about music.
Yeah.
So
thank you.
I
Fair
would
enough.
Put
even
my hands up
I
and say
did,
there's no.
But I well, it's kind of I've just shown that I didn't.
Okay.
Say that you cheated, it would have definitely been in jest.
Yeah, obviously.
Of course, yeah. I don't think you're actually going.
She's fucking cheating, man. Like, she's fucking like.
Harley thinks that's the most the easiest way to just drive a wedge between all of us. So
yeah,
he'll
yeah.
stop speaking. Accuse
yeah.
you of cheating at Plato Inn. No, I doubt that. I doubt
no.
that.
Yeah, if I said she's like a human Shazam, then that's only a compliment.
No, I actually
Truth.
Think that is. I'm taking it. Thank you, yeah. Harley.
But I don't know if I said that.
But say you did because I like
okay,
it.
Okay, I said it.
Thank
then.
You,
we'll
Harley.
Go with that one.
Thanks, Harley.
To be, well, and also to be when someone says to be this good you must be cheating, then I suppose that is a compliment
yeah,
in a
yeah.
way. It's
yeah.
a risque one, but yeah. it's a compliment nonetheless.
There's been times on the show when we have played against you
yeah.
and I've thought to myself, how did she possibly got that so quickly? Because
there was a time when you used to think the same thing about me, and I don't know why I just developed a lisp when I was saying that, but
faith.
There was a time when you used to say the same thing about me.
No, it was this is a couple of times where no, but you we know your game. You just press it and then wait
yeah.
to hit.
Yeah, but I used to get a lot of them right.
Yeah, because that's because you press it and
but
then
I,
hear a bit of the track
see
and then
what
play.
I mean. But the
but
thing
that,
is but the thing is I displayed
Nah.
I indicated that I knew the song because I'd answer it right.
Yeah, but
sure,
Justin.
But you don't hear
yeah,
it. But
yeah, you don't
yeah,
win,
Justin,
you don't
Justin,
win
Justin,
the game
Justin.
By pressing the buzzer first.
Yeah, but you don't
Yeah,
have
I
a
know,
chance,
but you,
so
you press the buzzer, then hear a little bit more of the song after you've pressed the buzzer, and then you know the song.
Are you mad? No way!
Bro, you don't even chat shit. You just,
fuck off.
You've admitted to
no,
this.
Fuck off.
You've admitted to that.
I would take a while to answer, but I wouldn't be like, play the song again all the time.
I didn't say play the song again.
Exactly, but then.
I'm saying, and you press the buzzer,
wait a bit, and then answer the question.
Yeah, but that's not
What's
the point with
to,
that. That's not the point
it?
Of the
yeah.
game.
When you know what the song is, then you press
then
it.
Then you press it. You don't press
do
the buzzer.
Do I answer the question in the allotted time?
That's
do
not,
I answer the question no, in the
Justin,
allotted time?
Otherwise, I'd press the buzzer before we started the song.
Answer the question. Do I answer the question in the allotted time?
I mean, like, no.
Yes.
Well, no.
Yes, because that's how I win.
Right.
I press the buzzer. I might take a second or two to answer the question, but I answer it before you even press your fucking buzzer.
No, because...
So you don't even get to answer the question.
No. So you're chatting shit now, right?
How?
So, because when you press the buzzer,
yeah.
you don't know what the song is.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, because
it's on the tip of my tongue, no, and I need to think about it a little
no,
bit.
But
you've
how could I not know the song?
Because you've done that so often when you press the buzzer and then go, like, sorry, I actually don't know.
Yeah,
you just press the buzzer.
Those times, yeah.
Yeah, but that's the same technique. But the other times when you get it right, it's like, oh, I'm going to press the buzzer like as fast as I can. And then,
do you understand what you're saying? How can you?
We're obviously.
Listen. How can you not know the song and then know the song in the time that it takes to press the buzzer?
No, what I'm saying. No, Justin. What I'm saying is that, like, nothing will play essentially. And you press the buzzer before anything's really played, and then get a chance to hear like a second or two of the song where I can't press the buzzer because you've already pressed the buzzer.
Mm.
We don't actually know what the song is, but in that 1 or 2 seconds, you work out what the song is.
I wish it was me versus you today. I would wipe the fucking floor with you, yeah? But the thing is, because Natalie's here, we'll never get to play each other again.
I might just take a week off, though.
I won one time, remember, and then I beat you.
You beat me, but like just. It was like.
Next time I play you, I swear like to God, six. I'm going to remember this conversation.
It was like 7-6 or something.
Right, next time I play, I'm going to throw it today. I'm going to
no,
lose.
You can't. You
I can't.
None
though.
Of that. None
no,
of
don't
that.
Do that.
None of that.
Because that won't feel good.
Exactly. Oh, just after a conversation about your integrity,
that's
you
true,
go and do
yeah,
something
I can't
like
do
that.
Something like that. We have some legal.
Do we? Do we really?
We're getting into that already, yeah.
I think we should have come in.
That's what we're here for.
People,
it's what we come to work for.
I guess.
Get into it,
Harley. Well, just because we got them, guys, don't stop sending them in. By
absolutely
just,
not.
We want to try and answer as many as possible.
Mm-hmm.
All right. From Christian. Hello.
Hey,
I stayed
Christian.
At my girlfriend's flat last week. She's got a walk-in closet, and after she left for work, I wanted to grab my jacket, and I tripped over a giant jelly dildo in the middle of the closet. Was she masturbating in there after we had sex? Should I say something?
Must be a big closet.
There's a walk-in closet.
Yeah,
wow.
walk-in closet.
I don't think that means that she's masturbating after sex. I mean, I don't know why it's on. It's in the middle of the closet.
She must be masturbating at some point. But
yeah,
does she always go into the closet after sex?
Yeah, if she goes into the closet after you have sex, then yeah, maybe.
Last week, we had a girl, and I swear down, this is true, we had a girl email in saying her boyfriend goes onto IKEA every single time after sex.
Straight on the website, shopping.
Goes on the website, shopping. Honestly, we had Izzy Gibbs in. He helped us resolve the issue.
Yeah.
And the boyfriend, after sex, his post-coital ritual is to jump on a computer and browse IKEA's website.
I love that.
Mad,
do
isn't
you?
It?
That's hilarious.
It is quite funny.
It's, I mean,
very
it's
hard
like
to
some
explain.
People have a cigarette. Some people like, you know, have a shower. Some people snuggle. He likes IKEA. Each their own.
It would be a little bit odd if he starts whipping up the laptop and then just on the lap straight afterwards. So.
To be perfectly honest, if I was having sex with a girl, I would prefer her to go on the website and look for IKEA than shower straight away, for instance.
Yeah, that would be kind of horrible if you get up straight away and go
and
for
just
a shower.
Shower.
Yeah, I did that yesterday, actually.
Oh, did ya?
Hell yeah, I had sex yesterday.
Oh, hi.
Oh, god damn. But I had to, because our friend Fergus was coming round.
Yeah.
Fergus.
Mm-hmm.
And
she had to stop.
And no, I was like, literally saw the time and it was like,
oh, that's different.
That's different.
But imagine
away
if that was the
shower.
Post-coital ritual.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
If it was at night, say if it's midnight or something, and I assume Fergus doesn't come around, maybe he comes around at midnight, I don't know. But that would be sort of awful if you didn't actually say a word either. You just had sex, finished, and then just got out of bed. Just got out of bed straight away and went to the shower without saying a word.
And you know when sometimes you hear the shower go and it's like, it's not that strong. It's not on the most powerful setting.
Mm.
They're just warming it up. Imagine if you've had sex with someone and then they went in, bam, power. You can just hear it.
Bam.
For ages.
Yeah.
That would be funny.
But what do we do about the jelly dildo that's on the floor in the middle of
nothing.
The closet?
Nothing. It's a fucking dildo.
Should he say something?
No. Does she say something when you have a Tommy Tank?
Well, it's probably not. She probably doesn't. Sadly.
Well, that's different, I guess.
How is it different?
No, just because, like...
Obviously, it's different. It's all masturbation, though.
Yeah, no, he doesn't... He doesn't have any aid, as in, you know...
Yeah,
she hasn't found things that help you. Sex toys. What sex toys are there to aid masturbating for a man?
Oh, for a man?
Anal beads.
Does that aid masturbating? When do you masturbate with your bum hole?
No, but maybe if you pull them out whilst you're masturbating. Yeah.
I still don't really understand the concept of anal beads. I mean, I guess I do, but like...
Because you have a G-spot in your...
Yeah, I know, but
bottom.
Isn't the idea to pull it out? Yeah, like, isn't it like up? So if you're pulling... I don't know.
Yeah, so it like,
maybe it stimulates it.
Yeah, that's what I think it is.
So I've heard.
I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to it. I just don't... I'm just probably not going to do it.
Mm. I wouldn't know where. Yeah, go on. Sorry.
No, I just don't know. I don't know what I'm going to say.
I think I'm a bit of an ultra hygienist, and the problem with anal beads and apart from the fact that, you know, I don't really want to put anything up my bum, if I'm to be perfectly honest with you, is that like I wouldn't know where to put them. Do you get a case for them so that, do you know what I mean? Like, say if they're lying around and you're just like, you know, tidying up the next day and you're just like, that was just like your bum.
Yeah, but what does it come in? Like a nice... I'll have a look. What come into your... Let's see. Anal beads. Let's have a look.
You know,
oh,
like
you
when
can
you
buy
get...
them. Love, there we go. Let's go to Love Honey and buy some. Oh,
would it come in like a jewel case?
Yeah, I think
with
so.
Indentations for each bead.
It doesn't show what case
there's
it comes
that,
in.
There's some that are...
It's all a bit mad.
They attach around the...
Beginners.
Yeah.
Beginners. Where are the beginners?
They're 11 inch beginners there, the anal beads.
11 inch?
Yeah. So how.
What? Oh, wait, is that the length?
Yeah.
Right. I thought you meant the diameter or something.
No, that's a.
No.
It's a long.
What about a beaded anal prober with finger loop? That's only $8.99 actually. So that's
Love Honey double fun beaded vibrating double penetrator.
Whoa, bare doubles.
Fuck.
Fucking
double
hell.
Fun.
Yeah.
Double
quadruple fun.
How does that even work?
There's a silicone ball cinch. Would you like one of those?
No.
Okay. All right, keep going.
That one just looks like seven poos like on top of each other.
Yeah, it looks like Mr. Hanky Poo doing a handstand. Mr. Hanky the Christmas Poo, should I say.
There's a slimline beginner's one, which is 6.5 inch. With a suction cup.
I mean, that's
face.
What we're going for, isn't
yeah, that's,
it?
Yeah, I think we've got to start with that one.
You've got to start.
Proper novices.
Start
Where does the suction cup go?
Against the window or something.
Why? So you see the ones that come with the like, fake penis?
Yeah.
How does that work?
Where does that... I think if you're having sex... with a man or a woman.
Yeah, and one in the... Well, you'd have to be having sex with a woman.
Oh, one in the front and one in the back.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's for women, definitely.
Yeah, that's for women, okay. So that's... It's nice. Some nice things here. Do you want to buy any of them? Should you put anything in the basket?
Oh, this one looks interesting. 44 quid, so it must be
That
good.
Looks like it comes with a remote control.
It does come with a remote
Fantasy
control.
Fantasy C-Rings remote control vibrating double penetrator cock ring strap.
Fuck.
That's got everything
no,
that
it's
you
a
need there.
Isn't it?
Mate, there is...
I imagine it's quite a chunky one.
Wow.
Okay.
So this one, what's that? It attaches to the balls.
That
attaches to your balls.
And then that one...
And then
but
you
what's
put
that
the
thing
anal
there
beads.
Hanging down?
Which thing?
That ball,
thing
that's
there.
The ball.
No, but above it to the right.
Oh,
well, that.
What is that?
No, that's just like the end, like the.
Why is it flesh coloured?
Because it's supposed to be flesh.
Because it's a penis.
Yeah.
So you see, like in that one below,
see,
it's like,
his willy's going that way, not that way.
So
right, I thought it was a chode or something.
Yeah, imagine that was his bell end.
That's what I thought, fam. I thought that was his testicles there, and to the right was one mad little chode.
Oh, God.
No, that's like the end of the
right.
Day.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that's nice. We've had a look at some nice anal beads.
Yeah,
there.
Good wholesome that's, internet shopping.
Let's
browsing.
Let's fix some more people's problems.
Yeah, we should.
Oh,
yeah.
So with that problem is don't say anything to your girlfriend. Don't worry about it, Christian.
Yeah, mate. It's just
calm
a dildo.
Down. Yeah.
Yo, Sylvester and Payne. Oh, interesting. That,
okay.
Does that flow as much, Sylvester? No.
We've
weird.
Said we've established
it
that
does
it doesn't.
Doesn't.
I think my girlfriend is like one of those feeders. She always gives me really big meals and is upset if I don't finish it all. I asked her if she's fattening me up, but she just laughed it off.
I want to stay with her, but I don't want to become a fatty, Kelly.
Oh.
Don't then.
So you have to don't eat the
good
food.
Good one.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, but she's saying as well that if she doesn't finish her meals, her girlfriend gets annoyed.
But just say, I'm not hungry. I don't want all the food. Don't eat it. I mean, how upset?
Yeah, I'm sure she's tried that.
Well, if you want to stay with her, you're either going to have to stay with her and get fat then, or left leave
might
her.
Might as well just eat the pussy more, you know.
Oh, goddamn.
And then go, look, I'm full. I ate bare pussy today, you know.
Well, just distract her if you do that.
How many meals can she surely be making her? Do you know what I mean?
Breakfast, lunch and dinner, maybe.
Three square.
Three big meals. Like,
yeah, maybe.
But I swear you're not in for that amount of, like, who's in all that much?
Feeders.
They must just be both at home chilling.
Because they fatten you up, but you can't leave the house, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. God damn.
Yeah. That's true. Distract her with some oral sex so that she has no time to be in the kitchen cooking big meals.
That's true.
Yeah.
And then when she does cook the meals, like I said, just say, look, I ate some pussy today, so it kind of ruined my dinner.
Or just like if she quiz her, say, like, if, are the meals like, do you know what I mean? Are the meals like unhealthy meals?
That's true.
If it's like a big, nice, healthy meal.
Oh.
Three of those a day. Whew, you're laughing.
Yeah, she's loving
me. Maybe tell her, say, you know what, I don't really want a burger every day. What if some days we mix it up with a big salad?
Not for breakfast anyway.
Just a big salad one day.
Yeah.
And then that'll be okay.
No, salads are never okay.
Well, they need something in it.
That's not a meal.
No, it's not. But she's like really hungry. Not hungry, she's really full up. So she doesn't want to have
I think she's just scared of becoming
really
fat, basically.
Yeah.
Go, I don't know.
Start going gym and that.
Yeah, yeah. Get like a, be romantic and get a double gym subscription thing.
Mm. Yeah.
Membership, that's what they're called.
Okay.
Easy.
All right, well, that's sorted for Kelly.
Eat the pussy.
From Craig in Loughborough.
Loughborough, where's that?
I know where Loughborough is. I've been to the uni.
We've played the uni. Yeah, I think we played the same show.
Hey, I have taught in my own right, mate.
No, but like the same uni show.
Maybe. No, we did.
No, it was. Because that's when I met. When we met Kevin, the tattoo artist.
Nah. You introduced me to Kevin, the tattoo artist. That we didn't meet him at a gig. But anyway, Loughborough.
Loughborough, okay. I still don't know where it is. All you said was the uni's there.
There's a uni there. It's like up north somewhere.
Road thing.
Isn't it near like Norwich or something? I don't even know.
Could be.
All right, well, okay. Craig's in Loughborough.
I'll tell you where it is. It's in the UK.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Okay, very good. Mm.
Oi. I'm in a hairy situation.
Okay.
I have been seeing this girl for a few weeks, and she suggested a Netflix and chill weekend.
Nice.
We all know what that means. Oi.
Yeah, so relax and watch TV, right?
So she came over for the first time on Saturday.
Ooh.
I'm quite a hirsute man.
Hairy.
Huh?
Hirsute is hairy.
Yeah. Ah, okay. I'm quite a hirsute man all over my body, and actually quite proud of it. Lots of women find it sexy. I really like having my thighs and balls licked. She did a lovely old job.
Has that been hairy?
I don't know.
Why would you splash it with that?
I don't know.
That's come out of nowhere, isn't it?
I know.
It?
Yeah.
Fuck's sake.
She did a lovely old job and it seemed to go well. This week she texted me saying she had got her hair stuck in her throat and is angry with me. Oh, so that's why I like.
Oh, okay.
She wants me to shave my body. What should I do?
Maybe just shave your genitals.
Having a pubic hair stuck in her throat like a fur.
I don't shave.
Okay.
But I've never had that problem.
I'm not particularly hairy.
Okay.
I don't shave, but me neither. I'm not super hairy.
Don't men do all the trimming to make you look bigger?
No, I don't.
Okay. Very confident. Very good.
No, I just can't be asked to shave.
Right.
There's a difference, you know?
So
just shave the parts. So he likes his thighs and balls lit. Just shave your thighs and balls.
That looks so weird.
I know, but only she has to see it.
I don't know how sexy that is. She did a lovely old job of licking my balls.
For real.
Maybe don't tell her that in that exact sentence.
Yeah, for real. Don't make her sound like it is her like job.
Yeah, lovely old job.
It's like they were a pair of shoes or something.
How long did she leave it? Because I'd be texting on the way home to say I've got a hair stuck in my throat. I wouldn't be leaving that till a week later.
You'd have to text, couldn't call.
Yeah. That's horrible.
I love getting my balls and thighs.
Don't know about the thighs.
In the thigh or...
I'd say inner. I think
I reckon he's gone for outer. He seems just
outer thigh.
Outer thighs.
How hairy is he? I really wanted to send a photo of how... Not his balls, but of just like how hairy his thighs are.
Mm.
I mean, I presume the hair is from the ball and not from the thigh.
Oh, that sounds so dead, licking a super hairy thigh.
I think you should do a bit of shaving, pal. If you're super hairy.
Yeah.
And you like getting your balls and thigh licked.
The sensation will also be a lot better if you don't have so much hair. They'll actually be licking your skin.
Well, they could make it kind of sexy. She could come around and do it for him and make it into a little thing.
She could do that, couldn't she?
But shave
then she's liable to get a bit more. Because, you know, when you've just shaved, there's some stray hairs and all that in it. That would be a mad thing.
Well, she'll have to wear a mask or something when she's doing it. With some shears, some garden shears.
Garden shears. Yeah. I was thinking she could put him in a barber's chair. Put him in a little barber's chair.
But, you know, I'm happy for him that he likes having his balls licked, so that's good.
Yeah, I'm happy for him too. It's a good thing to have done.
Okay, that's, who's this from? James.
James. Word PNS. Penis versa. Last week I went to the doctors because I have a boil on my penis.
Ooh, is that common thing?
A boil?
Yeah.
I think you've just got genital warts, mate. The doc assured me it was nothing to worry about. I've been dating a chick for a few weeks and things were processing nicely.
Oh.
Last night she suggested giving me a BJ. I told her about the boil and she said not to worry. She got down and started to suck away.
Oh.
Just before I came, the boil...
Oh, shut up, man. Don't, man. I'm not even answering that one. I beg you just delete that one.
Hold on. The boil burst in her mouth.
Oh, God.
She stayed the night and more power to her as well. But I haven't heard from her since. Can I sue her for causing me embarrassment? He's asking James.
That's just not even funny. Where do we get these people from?
A boil's pussy, right? Yeah.
Why are our listeners like absolute
freaks?
What is
a boil? Could you?
Just
Google.
Have a look at the boil. I think a boil's pus if it burst in her mouth. I mean, to be fair, he did say I've got a boil, and she said I'm gonna do it anyway.
Yeah. Well, maybe she was embarrassed.
It's a skin infection that starts in a hair follicle or a gland or oil gland. At first, the skin turns red in the area of the infection and a tender lump develops. After 4 to 7 days, the lump starts turning white as pus collects under the skin.
Oh, my God.
That's so dead. I'm surprised she didn't just get, like, all the fluids mixed up. She, like, thought it was just cum.
She must... I mean, I don't know how, like... vigorous you would have been going, how like tender did it just burst immediately as soon as she went down there?
Man, it get burst.
Was it having to be like some hard sucking? I don't know. She started to suck away, he says, when she got down there. Oh, but, and luckily just before he came the boil burst. If it burst when he came, she may not have noticed.
Oh. I just don't want to talk about this anymore.
Can he sue this woman for embarrassment?
Causing him embarrassment.
She may have been embarrassed. That's why she hasn't called.
Well, she's definitely be embarrassed by that and sick.
I think just stop engaging in sexual activity of that nature.
If I suggest it, I'm like, shall I go down on you to a girl? And she goes, I've got a boil at the moment.
I'd be adamant that she can't even see it. Like,
if she said that to me, I'd be like, cool, we'll wait until that's cleared up then.
Yeah. Exactly. How desperate are you to have your dick sucked that you'll do it with a boil?
How desperate are you to suck a dick?
Good point. True, they're actually, made for each other. They should just get married.
Get married. Don't see a scenario. You're right, Harley. If someone goes, I have got a boil down there, it's quite pussy, and you go, I'll just go down anyway. That seems fine, doesn't it?
Fine.
Yeah, it's okay. Can deal with a bit of pus. Don't worry.
Allow it. Yeah.
Well, you're right. They are kind of made for each other. He needs to get her back, though.
What do you mean?
Well, because definitely don't sue her. She hasn't spoken.
Far from sue her. Antithesis, if anything, I think you should
take her away for the weekend somewhere nice.
Yeah,
nice
spend the rest of your life with her.
Yeah,
seriously. Because you found the one now, mate. Like, the one that's willing to do the ultimate sexual favor. Not even sexual favor, but the one that's willing to like really. No pun intended. Get down for the cause. You get me?
I just wonder what does pus even taste let's like? What's
not,
it taste
let's
like?
Let's not imagine that.
Ooh.
Can we please swiftly move on?
Yeah.
Sure, okay.
But yeah, marry this woman.
Yeah, please.
Please
do.
Alright.
Take her off the market.
Take yourself up. I don't know.
Take her off the market. I don't want to stumble across this woman.
Yeah, I know. What's this guy's name? James. I'm not James.
Please
there's
take
no
her off
James
the
for me.
Yeah.
No.
Take each other off the market.
Yeah.
Alright, from Jerry. I bought a penis enlargement pump.
You actually fell for that email.
No, can what? I see. It's got a small dick.
Yeah, he fell for the email.
Oh, from the email that comes around that you get in your spam?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking to me.
Yeah, I did.
Sorry,
as well.
You're like, you fell for the email.
Yeah, I sent that.
I bought a penis enlargement pump.
Cool.
I see no difference. My dick is still small, and my missus hasn't been noticing any stretchings. Can I sue the company?
No, because you're a fucking idiot, mate.
Yeah.
Those things are the biggest scam.
A penis enlargement pump. I didn't even know that was, that existed.
You only find out about those two things either if you're emailed or if you believe on those dumb ads on Pornhub or YouPorn. I think that's the only time you're going to be exposed.
You see those ads on porn websites like, do you want a 12-inch dick
in three days?
And people go, yeah.
I'm like, no, I don't, man. I genuinely don't.
Can you have a penis enlargement? You can't have that, can you? A penis enlargement? That's
yeah.
Not a real
it's
thing.
Called an erection.
No.
Yeah, of course you can.
I thought you couldn't.
I don't think you can. Maybe like a medical one.
You can get plastic surgery.
Yeah, but there's not a pump that is. It doesn't work like that. Oh. It's not filled with air.
But like a balloon pump.
Yeah.
So where did this skin come from? How does that work? How do they enlarge it?
I don't know the ins and outs. But
well, skin stretches, but so they must like maybe add,
Oh, fuck, it's going to make my penis feel weird.
What, are you going to actually Google how to enlarge your penis?
She, Natalie,
there's penis pumps here. Let's have a look. Some penis pumps. They're like the perfume, the old perfume bottle your Nana has with the little...
I don't understand. What, you just put it on your dick and blow
pump
air?
Pump away, yeah. But how does that make it larger?
That's got to be bollocks. See what I did there?
Yeah.
But yeah.
5 stars for some of them.
Penis enlargement.
So can you have a penis reduction?
Yeah. Because you can do anything now.
Oh.
Look, penis enlargement surgery. Increase both length and girth.
Oh, nice, okay. Well, that's good.
Penis enlargement. Over 1,500 successful operations.
Out of 500,000.
In it.
Sorry, an update that Loughborough is next to Nottingham in Leicestershire.
That's from Reese.
That's from Reese, yeah. That's from Reese.
I said Norwich, I meant Nottingham.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, do you want to? Should I book you in? Would any of you?
Yeah, book me in.
Well, I've never had any complaints.
There was some guy that had so many penis enlargements that something happened to him. Talk much.
Well,
he got a bigger dick.
The only guys have this thing where they think that their penis is never going to be big enough. Women don't really. That's not a big factor, you know. Well, obviously, if it's tiny, but if it's just average, it's really not a bigger deal. And I think that men feel like it's a bigger deal than it is.
Yeah, because men, that's men that watch too much porn.
Yeah, whereas most women are, it's fine. If it's fine to have an average size penis, it's not really.
Like, I watch too much porn.
Yeah,
but I don't base the size of my penis on some of the freakishly well endowed guys that I see.
Yeah, and that's intimidating.
My favorite women in the world. Get off her. Get off her! Leave her alone!
There can be a thing as too big. Too big a penis.
Wee, lucky lads.
Oh, who's that?
No.
They're not lucky.
I was going to say, I read a story. I can't remember the fucking punchline. But yeah, some guy had too many penis enlargements that something bad happened.
Did it burst?
It didn't burst.
Well, I didn't
It was like that fat.
No.
And like that long.
Ooh.
But why were the doctors really still doing it?
I don't know, because you can do it.
Bad
doctors.
That's just unethical.
Yeah. Well, that's good. So, but he can't sue. Who can he sue for penis enlargement company? He probably can sue them, can't he?
No.
No?
No. As you know, part of the most powerful law firm in the world, I think that he just doesn't have the right, because you're just too stupid if you actually buy into that scam.
Yeah.
Okay, I wonder how much
you
paid.
I think you should keep it and look at it, see it as a lesson. I want you to look at that penis pump every morning. Put it on your chest of drawers. So every time you wake up in the morning, you look at it and think, man, I was stupid.
Yeah. And I think his missus, as he puts it, has, you know, she hasn't noticed any stretchings, but she's obviously still with him. She's not that
exactly
unhappy.
She hasn't left.
She's fine. So it's okay.
Yeah.
Jerry, just
imagine your girlfriend was the one saying, you should get a penis enlargement pump. And he's going, okay.
Oh, that's really sad.
It is.
What would you say? I think you'd say no. Just go, no, I'm not going to get one.
I'd say you should get a pussy reduction.
Yeah.
Get me.
Yeah, I think at that point you'd break up, wouldn't you?
Maybe,
yeah,
that'd be my parting shot.
That would be the end of the affair there, I think. Well, that's a nice batch of legal stuff.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that. We had a mad one last week, Harley. I sent it to you. Did you read it?
Yeah, it was hilarious. I can't actually remember
the
spoon
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I can't remember what it was, though.
Oh, actually, we've had a new one come in.
Cool, do one more, and then I want to play a song.
Please read that. What's
read it out loud, damn it!
Wonder.
Fuck.
Count Wonder. Please help Wonder. Please help Wonder.
Hi, boys. My boyfriend doesn't want me to lick his bum.
Okay. But is that not the end of the email?
But he suggested to use my big toe to give it a little tickle. I've never heard of it. Should I just try it?
Man.
Why is she so desperate? So, hold on. Who wants
so, like,
a bum
we had
lick?
A girl who was so desperate to give a blowjob that she got a boil.
Like a
butt.
Boil.
Yeah, yeah.
And
now.
She got Wanda, who's now so desperate to lick her boyfriend's bum that he's now suggesting she uses her big toe.
To give it a little tickle. So, are we, from this, does that mean it's actually Wanda that wants to lick her boyfriend's bum? Or is he saying, I want something done to my bum, but I don't think I want it to be your tongue. I think I'd rather have a toe. Who's actually wanting the bum licked? The boyfriend or Wanda?
She wants to
lick his ass. He doesn't want his
My boyfriend ass. Doesn't want me to lick his bum.
But he wants the toe.
But he suggested I would compromise. If you really want to, like, play with my bum hole, you can use your toe to do it.
Big toe as well. Interesting. He went straight for the big toe.
Well, it's the only one you can really use, isn't
it? You can't really get another one.
That's a good point. So I want you to use your third toe.
And then you can probably make it do that as well.
When she says, I've never heard of it, I mean, I feel like it's just a big toe in the bum. Like, that's not a thing, is it?
Yeah, it's just like some people have done it.
Yeah, they've never seen that on EastEnders. I think if you want to lick his bum, then I see no issue with you putting
that's
a toe
true.
In it. Just
yeah,
put a toe
true.
In it.
Yeah, that's true.
Just put a toe in it.
Yeah. Sounds hot.
Well, maybe compromise, isn't it? Put the toe in first and then
interesting,
lick out
finger.
The toe jam.
He didn't go finger, he went toe. That's interesting.
That's just weird.
Yeah, I don't know. Weird. Very weird.
Yeah.
I think just compromise and do both.
Toe and what?
What he wants and what she wants.
Oh, well, maybe she can lick somewhere else and then put the toe in the bum. I don't know.
God.
She really just wants to lick his bum.
I think that's kind of rare. I have to say, I've not heard that before. I really want to lick your bum. I can't wait to get home tonight because I just want to lick your bum.
Nah.
You been, not even what you're wearing. What you been eating today? Eat something gassy. Drink some beer, babes.
No, you'd be like, eat some nice plain food, like some nice smelling food.
Because if you're going to taste it, then you're going to want to, like...
You'd want to, like... But you'd want nice smells, though. You wouldn't kind of want asparagus. I don't know if that affects the bum. But
I don't know.
Or is there, like, some sort of anal perfume or something?
True. Maybe jam or something.
No, I'm going to Google that, anal perfume, because there's bound to be something to freshen up your bum.
No, but you wouldn't want perfume, because it's about the taste, not the smell. And perfume usually tastes foul.
It tastes nicer than a bum, though, I imagine, though.
No, I don't think so. Perfume.
I'd rather lick perfume off someone's skin than someone's bum hole.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
too.
When you put it like that.
Yeah, exactly.
But the thing is, the actual taste. Have you ever accidentally got perfume in your mouth?
Of course, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. It's not even foul. It's actually just like you feel, you know.
So like it's you really heard it here first. You. Justin would rather lick,
no. I never
lick
said
a
I'd rather. No, I never said I'd rather do that. But I said the taste would be less impactful.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
What if you just what food do you really like?
Chicken.
Okay. What if he just put some chicken on the bum, and then you start to go in there and lick the chicken that's in the bum?
He did you say?
What is she? She. It's like some nice food that you liked.
This email is quite funny.
I wouldn't lick a bum.
Put some like bolognese sauce or something over it, and then you can lick the bum and lick the sauce at the same time.
No, because there's plates about. You know what I mean? There's plates about. I washed up earlier.
Well, I think just do it. Just put the toe.
Do a bit of both. Tongue and toe.
It's from Paul. He goes, I farted on the bus next to this girl. It unfortunately wasn't a silent one. How can I justify it if it happens again? Bum meat? This doesn't really make sense.
No,
but I like the reference.
Yeah, I do. I do like the fact that you've, or maybe you just signed his name off, Bum Meat. Maybe his name is Bum Meat.
I think she'll.
How do you justify it? Sorry, I've got loads of bum meat.
No, you can't use it like that.
It doesn't work like that.
Exactly. The fart comes before the bum meat a lot of the time.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, sometimes a fart can cause bum meat.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's another issue with licking the bum. What if there's bum meat? That's the main issue with licking the bum.
That. What do you mean?
But you're carried away in the moment. Obviously, if you're going to do that, you'd be definitely get in the shower and scrub your bum. But if you're just like, oh, take trousers.
You got to learn the difference between being carried away and just like, I don't know, being kidnapped or some shit. Do you know what I mean? Because there's no way that sex is going to kind of develop into me licking someone's bum. I might get carried away and start, I don't know, like breathing heavily when we're kissing or something, you know what I mean? Or like, yeah, up against the wall. But I'm not going to accidentally lick a girl's bum.
What if she was doing like Joe Pesci and what was it, Good for a Casino, where she's like pushing your head. Come on, go down.
I haven't had sex with a girl strong enough to be able to do that.
And you never
It's my
will
biggest
now.
Fear. It's my yeah. biggest fear.
Terrified of going down on the batty.
Yeah.
Mm. Fair.
To be fair, I've never done that either, and I never want to.
I can't see it happening, man.
I can't see how you bring it. It's a thing to bring up, though, isn't it? Like, if you haven't already gone for it, hey, I'd really like you to just lick my bum. Can you just do that?
Too much can go wrong, man.
I've never felt the need.
No.
It's like, oh.
Yeah. No.
I find it somewhat bizarre. I mean, when guys like love bumming girls.
Yeah.
What that is like? But like, just even you know when the.
Because, what?
Oh no! I'm just trying to think of the sort of logic behind it.
Something
loving
different.
It. Tighter in it, maybe.
Mm. I guess that's
got to be the reason.
That's not that uncommon for straight men to.
Oh no! No, it's nothing to do with sexuality.
It's just the choice.
I prefer vaginas than bumholes.
I think it's got fucking.
I love it.
Well, the domination maybe.
Yeah.
Smash the back doors in, isn't it?
Smash the back doors in.
I don't like that phrase. No. But the word "smash" isn't it?
It is. Burglary. Why do you equate having sex to burglary? Or just in a home invasion.
Yeah.
Smashed her back doors in.
Okay, well.
That was very nice.
That was good. Some good ones today.
Mm.
But still send them in if you want to.
Yeah, please.
Come back to them.
Should we play a tune?
Yeah, let's. And then we're going to get into a couple of things that I've heard about this week.
When we turn up, them man can't turn up. Too much honey in my cup. You know man's on that Dagger them Dave wave. Man's in the wave, Dagger them Dave. It's that time, we go hard, man go blind. Drink out the bottle like I'm able to last. I already told you that I'm that guy. This Frisco man gets sky. Don't talk to a man when I'm trying to get high. Shoot to the face, and into the face. Them when I smoke is used to a shy. Dagger them Dave, yeah, that's my vibe. Man to the wave, yeah, that's my vibe. Shoot to the face, yeah, that's my vibe. Where man to the rave, yeah, that's my vibe. Where that I know, that's my time. Them man there can't talk to a man. When we turn up, them man can't turn up. Too many packs to the air. When we turn up, them man can't turn up. Too much honey in my cup. When we turn up, them man can't turn up. Too much
presents
The Hannah Whitten Show.
How are we, Dodie Clark?
Hi, it's me.
Is it bad that I'm almost 20 and haven't even kissed anyone? I'm starting to think there's something wrong with me.
Definitely not something
no.
wrong with you. I'm telling you, there's nothing wrong with you.
Wrong with you.
Learn life lessons and go through different stuff at different ages completely. It doesn't matter if you're like 16 or 40.
You watch all these films and these TV shows and everything, and everyone's having first kisses in their teenage years.
You're fine. You'll have learned a lot more than a lot of people who have had their first kiss at 16, and it's going to be a lot more special.
It will happen. Do not stress about it.
Every Wednesday,
The Hannah Whitten Show,
from 6 p.m. on FUBAR Radio. We'll be right back.
to Play to Win, the show where ultimately Plato wins. Please put your hands together for the queen of kitsch retro game shows,
Little Pagan
Pain.
You.
Thank you. Far too kind.
I said those three. And you said, yeah.
Did I?
Fuck! You make me look like an idiot, Nat!
No one noticed!
You're an idiot. Ha 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 ha.
Can't come back next week now.
Oh,
anyway.
Oh, I can't be asked to get worked right now.
It's alright, man. Just lay back and let it happen, bro.
I know, I'm just going
to... It's easy to get your
let
ass
beat. Let me lick your bum bum down.
Alright. Wait. So basically,
you're about to start.
No, I won't. I'm just.
I felt like you were like, right.
I'm not an idiot, all right? Just because I'm putting my hand near a button, it doesn't mean I'm going
to
press
no,
it.
No, it's just because you went right and then went to number one. I was like, whoa, I don't even know what number I am.
Let's test our buzzers. Harley.
What number? What buzzer?
12.
You are 12.
We're in the clear.
Is that me?
Yeah, that's you doing an American voice.
We're in the clear.
It was about Donald Trump having sex with his own daughter. Or potentially saying he would, and then commenting on how a lot of citizens in the southern states,
July the sun's hot. Yeah,
yeah.
Jack Lane, we're in the clear.
Yeah, that's it.
We're in the clear.
Yeah. Where am I?
Frogs like me.
What? Dogs like you, or frogs?
Frogs like me.
Frogs, I think.
Frogs like me.
Yes,
yeah,
frogs.
Do you remember saying that?
No.
I remember we've talked about frogs a few times on the show. But I can't remember in what context that would have been.
No, I don't know either, but this is fine. This is good. Okay.
All right, so this week, it's the new rules, obviously, still. Mm-hmm. The new rule that Harley has established, and that is you get a bonus point for guessing the theme.
Yes.
Yeah.
Today, there's a one-day only offer. Mm. You can get 2 points.
Ooh.
Because there are actually two themes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Wow.
God damn.
We decided to choose a theme from Monday and a theme from today.
Oh, God damn.
Oh, my God.
They've got to be saying, there's one of them's going to be very relevant to the show then, surely.
What do you mean?
Like, it was so relevant, you could not do it.
No, I'm not going to lie to you. What it was Jacob sent through the list of themes for the week, possible themes for the week. And I just thought that one of the ones on Monday was on Wednesday, so I thought, let's have both of them. And then I realised upon looking at the list later that the theme that I thought accompanied the other theme was actually on Monday. But
okay, so there's two themes, two different days.
Two themes,
okay,
yeah. One of the days was Monday, one of the days is today.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, let's go.
So without further ado, let's proceed to song one. Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is purely down to speed.
Hold on. I can't find my thingy.
Down a bit.
Where is it?
Right. That's what she said.
Oh,
yeah, there you go.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, cool. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is down to just the speed and reflex.
Okay.
We're in the clear.
He's done it. What is it?
Jaquan tips.
Ah, he's got a point. Harley draws first blood. Oh my God.
Harley, woo.
Did you know what it was?
No. Well, I didn't know that we're hearing it that bit. I mean, I know tipsy, but... Very good, Harley. Strong.
Oh,
this is
your week. You should have got so gassed, though, Justin.
Sorry, man. Sorry, bro. All right.
This is your week.
Shut up.
Number two. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Fingers on buzzers.
Frogs like me.
We're in the clear.
It's one apiece.
It's all right.
I would have got that.
I know.
It's hotting up. Song three.
Frogs like me.
We're in the clear.
Is it Meatloaf, but out of hell? Meatloaf, but out of hell.
What did you think?
I was genuinely going to say that. Yeah. I wasn't sure if it was, and I was like,
it was the second bit when I thought, yeah, that's bad. Yeah, okay. Well,
fuck. 2-1 to Natalie.
Oh.
See, why did you get so gassed?
Still all to play for.
It's number.
Still all to play for.
Yeah, four.
Song four.
We're in the clear.
That was you.
I don't know what the song's called.
It's fuck. It's by, I think I know who it's by. It's like Perez Prado or something.
Yeah, you get a point
and
for
it
that.
Begins with G, and I can't say a word.
Wait.
Giglioni or something.
Isn't it?
Giglioni.
I'm going to have to give it to Natalie. Oh.
Fucking hell, man. Now I'm beginning to think you're cheating. Because how would you know the name of that song? I put that in there thinking, there's no way. This one's just, this point's going to go begging. No one's taking this point. No one's taking it. And you fucking took it.
I didn't know it.
No
I know
one knows the title of that song. Not even the guy who wrote it.
No, but it was in the charts not long ago.
It was in the charts not that long ago. I was about like 9 or something.
Yeah, but we remember that. I remember
I
that
do
song
remember thing. It, yeah. I had to type in Guinness song to get that song. And then I had to trawl through possible
what
fucking
the song
songs.
Called?
Giglioni? I don't know.
Yeah, it's called Guaglioni.
Guaglioni.
And it is by Perez. It's by Perez Press Prado and his orchestra. And it was, they did chart. Yeah. It was originally written ages ago.
Yeah.
But then he kind of performed it with his orchestra. And yeah, it did actually chart in the UK, I think. Okay. Getting as high as number one. But
I think so, yeah, I think you're right.
So still Natalie.
You already gave fuck.
What, all right. What was that? 5-4.
It's 3-1.
Oh, okay.
It's 3-1, I think.
If
it's number 5, yes, then yeah, it's 3-1. Right.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Song number 5. This is anybody's, yeah?
Yeah.
We're in the clear.
Stop it. It's Jamie T. Sheila.
Yeah, it is.
It is indeed. Well done, well done. It's still all to play for. It's 3-2. Okay. This is a good one.
Frogs Like Me.
Is it R. Kelly?
Yeah, what's the name of the song?
Gotham City.
Yes, indeed.
Oh. I didn't even know that song existed.
Yeah, the Batman song. Obviously, yeah. Gotham City, of course. Yeah. Oh.
Okay.
Wait, sorry.
I know what's happening here.
I will refresh you of the song titles.
It's Bat
before,
Day.
Yeah.
Before the bonus.
Yes, bats.
Why are you talking? Stop sorry. Talking, sorry. Both sorry. Of you. Sorry. Fuck's sake.
We worked it out.
Well, just end the game and we just go back to talking about stories and shit. Do you want to play this game?
Yeah.
Act like it then, guys. Act like it, yeah?
I do.
All right.
Bring it on, the next one.
I think... Wait, have I allocated the right points? 6-2? 4-2, sorry. 4-2. Okay, all right.
It's 4-all.
7 now, yeah?
Yes, this is okay. Song 7. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Fingers on buzzers. Let's go.
Frogs Like Me.
It's you two.
I didn't even hear the song for you.
It kind of plays it's you two from this back. Pop Me, Thrill Me, Kiss Me, Kill Me.
Yeah.
Tis indeed. I like that one. I do like that one as well. Oh no.
Song number 8. No, Harley.
What's that song called?
Hold Me, Thrill Me, Kiss Me, Kill Me. Batman song.
I'm nice, right? We're in the clear!
It's Asher Roth.
Yeah.
That party last night was good. Wish we taste it. Down there, Isle of College.
Isle of College indeed. Yes, Harley. Fighting back and shit.
God damn.
Okay. Song number 9. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Fingers on buzzers.
Good morning, ladies. We're in the clear.
Afro Man. I get high.
No.
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 2, 4, 5. Yeah.
That's how it goes.
It's Afro Man, though.
It's Afro Man. So you get a point, but the song's not
one,
called
1, 6, 5. Yeah, that's all we need. Oh, what's the fucking song called?
Do you know that?
No, I don't know.
You get a point anyway.
Yeah, you get a point, Harley. It's good.
The song is called Crazy Rap. Yeah. Because I Got High was his first debut single.
Yeah.
Because I Got Crazy Rap was the sophomore single. Song number 10. And it's, do you know what? It's
tight now.
Yeah, it is tight. It's very tight. It's 5-4. Right?
Oh, God damn.
So you could even it up with this. This is song number 10, and then there are still 3 points to play for.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Mm. Right?
Frogs Like Me.
I think it's Prince.
Yeah, what's the name of the song?
It's from Batman again. Is it called Trust something?
Yeah, it's called Trust. Yes, it is called Trust indeed.
How do you know all these Batman songs?
I just love a Batman soundtrack. they're all quite big tunes from Batman. They would do a hit.
Okay, so it's Batman week.
Yeah. Or Batman.
No, remember there are two themes
oh, yeah,
to
two
guess.
Themes.
Oh wait.
So
it's Drunk Bat Week.
It could be College Bat Week.
It's
you know what, Harley gets it.
What, drunk bat?
It's not. Well, it's, well, you know, you get what?
Why'd you get drunk?
No, actually, no, you don't. You don't. You
what?
Don't. No, you don't. You don't actually. No.
Well, we haven't even finished the clips vague. Yet, have
yeah.
we?
You're too vague. I'm going to go through the song titles.
What's that?
Wait,
it?
And wait, then you're going to guess again. Wait, I'm. Okay, you're not going to Donald Trump me now. I saw what Donald Trump did to the moderator at the fucking presidential debates, and I'm not going out like that. Yeah, I run right. shit for the okay. next. You know what I mean? So don't challenge me either.
Okay,
of you,
fine.
All right.
But have we got?
I am going to go through the list of songs and then refresh your memories.
Was that 11?
That was 10.
That was only 10. We got a bonus.
Yeah,
clip,
but you do the
we?
Bonus.
You
after.
Do the bonus after the first bonus. Remember?
Oh yeah, I forgot.
So
the
you
rules.
Can't guess. Yeah.
Forgot the rules. Okay.
That's why I'm here, Nat.
That's true.
Yeah, yeah. yeah. No, you don't no, need to remember the I'm rules. Here. You just need to listen to me.
Okay. Sorry.
Right. So we had Jaquan Tipsy.
Yeah.
We had Seal, Kiss from a Rose. We had Meatloaf, Bat Out of Hell. We had Perez Prado and his orchestra, Guaglioni. We had Jamie T with Sheila. We had Gotham City with R. Kelly. We had U2, Hold Me, Thrill Me, Kiss Me, Kill Me. We had Asher Roth, I Love College. We had Afro Man, Crazy Rap. And we had Trust by Prince.
So it's drunk.
Give me one theme first.
Batman.
Batman. Okay, cool. You get the point for Batman.
Well, we both said Batman.
You said bat.
Did you say
bat
first then?
It's specifically Batman.
You said bat. You said drunk bats.
All right. So what's the next theme?
Crazy drunk girls.
No.
So it's
drunk girls. Nope.
So is it something like Back to School or something like that? No, college. Freshers Week.
You're on the right track with drunk.
Drunk.
You're warm.
Intoxication week.
Warm, but that's pretty much synonymous with drunk, isn't it?
Yeah.
Getting fucked week.
Still pretty much synonymous with drunk.
Hammered week.
You're still warm.
Is it like? Is it don't get? Is it dry week? Don't get drunk. Is it the opposite
no,
of that?
No.
Okay. Is
no.
it cocktail week? Is it a specific
warmer.
Drink?
Warmer
cocktail.
Warmer beer week.
Yes. Week. It was beer. National Beer Day
National
on
beer
Monday,
day.
And it's no, it wasn't. I could have this the wrong way round, but I think it was National Beer Day on Monday, and it's Batman Day today.
Oh, okay. Well,
yes.
Happy Batman.
So that's
Day.
A point apiece.
Yes.
And it is now 7-5.
6-5. Oh, 7-5.
Natalie got the point for Batman.
I can't believe she got the Batman one.
Why? I said it.
Don't worry.
All right, so we have
so
one
she
more.
Wins, yeah.
Yeah, you do win, but you
very
can.
Very narrow.
Yeah, you can, and you can, you know, catch up a little bit more.
It could be six.
Close the
six,
gap a bit.
Yeah. Worse. I think you'll get this one.
Reduce the deficit. You ready?
Yeah.
Song 11.
Yeah.
I expect you to get this, actually.
Who?
Harley.
Oh, okay.
Don't say that.
That's
what
I hear.
We're in the clear.
It's Michael Payne. Don't do this. It's the cycling one.
I know.
It's not. You get a point for Michael Payne.
No, don't. It's
say
my.
It
you got to guess it then.
Yeah, I know. Wait, I know the song.
You get a point for that.
That's good.
That's the melody, right?
Yeah.
Why is my brain not working?
I'm going to have to give you 10 seconds.
Wait.
Yeah, that's fair.
No,
yeah,
I've given you, like, so much time before it gets
I don't even want a point for this
one. You've got 5 seconds.
Wait, stop saying that. Oh, I just moved in to my student home.
Yeah, what's the name
of the song? Oh, my God, I remember the fucking name of the song.
Get to the... Get
just
to the
moved into your student house.
No, you're not going to write the whole verse, are you?
Oh, yeah. Why is my brain doing this to me? Obviously, I know
I've got,
this
I've got to pass it over. Right, I've got to pass it
over. It's a good feeling.
It is good feeling.
No, I got a good feeling.
There you go. No, but you know what, Harley?
That's close.
That was close, man. There's no denying it. It was 8-6 to Natalie.
I got scared halfway through. I'm not going to
lie.
You know,
you started very well.
You came in strong.
The Batman thing's still annoying me.
Why? Because you didn't say
Why
it,
that?
Though, did you?
Yeah, we said it before.
Well, I said it.
You said
Batman
bat. You
songs.
Never once said Batman. And come on now, there is a difference. That's just like saying Spider and Spider-Man.
Mm. Yeah.
Say if it was National Spider Day, what? Do you think I'd get a point for saying National Spider-Man Day?
Yeah. Whatever.
So.
But no, very, very close finish. And
good.
Kudos to you both. You did very well.
That was quite a good one this week.
Indeed. Cool. Well, let's get into a song and then and talk some after. This is Payne and Sylvester Incorporated.
Like Fubar Radio. You get me. Yeah, I tell a man chill, you know dog. I don't care how you feel, you know dog. Yeah, I'm kinda ill, you know dog. Got to thank the most high. Gave me the skill, you know dog. Keeping it real, you know dog. Like Beverly gotta be in the hill, you know dog. Double be doing it for the thrill, you know dog. DJ Jack, cause I wanna will, you know dog. Tell a man chill, you know dog. I don't care how you feel, you know dog. Yeah, I'm kinda ill, you know dog. Got to thank the most high. Gave me the skill, you know dog. Keeping it real, you know dog. Like Beverly gotta be in the hill, you know dog. Double be doing it for the thrill, you know dog. DJ Jack, cause I wanna will, you know dog. Yeah, I'm like the flow so ugly. No in Berms and I'm known in magic. Grew up with T-Mills, grew up with Adji. Around the time MP was Strallies and Valleys. Them times there I was in a night trackie. Big Kate said minna dilly minna dally. Me I had a couple lyrics to impress the galley. Told them one day that I'ma win me a Grammy. So I'ma go worldwide. Gal them sugar what the gal them like. Promoters won't see me if the money ain't right. J-Hus boys cause it ain't no lie. Traveled like cause I ain't got no type. But I won't bring her home cause she ain't no wife. Try coming against double, it's never been wise. Tell them the levels them are way too high. Yeah. I tell a man chill, you know dog. I don't care how you feel, you know dog. Yeah, I'm kinda ill, you know dog. Got to thank the most high. Gave me the skill, you know dog. Keeping it real, you know dog. Like Beverly gotta be in the hill, you know dog. Double be doing it for the thrill, you know dog. DJ Jack, cause I wanna will, you know dog. I tell a man chill, you know dog. I don't care how you feel, you know dog. Yeah, I'm kinda ill, you know dog. Got to thank the most high. Gave me the skill, you know dog. Keeping it real, you know dog. Like Beverly gotta be in the hill, you know dog. Double be doing it for the thrill, you know dog. DJ Jack, cause I wanna will, you know dog. I like your girl, so you better look after your girl. Or I might take your girl. Hotline bling, I will Drake your girl. But if I see your next thing, I'll snake your girl. Give it to a straight, I won't chase your girl. To be honest, you shouldn't rate your girl. Cause you're just a brother that ate your girl. And I'm the brother that penetrates your girl. And let's say I've gone clear. Come in a Hermes or a Moncler. Went through Charlene and now I'm unclear. If the checks in the account, make sure it's gone clear. I should get the GQ man of the year. So they feel me, I swear, like the father is here. The future don't exist and even does the past. So anything I ask for is already here. I tell a man chill, you know dog. I don't care how you feel, you know dog. Yeah, I'm kinda ill, you know dog. Got to thank the most high. Gave me the skill, you know dog. Keeping it real, you know dog. Like Beverly gotta be in the hill, you know dog. Double be doing it for the thrill, you know dog. DJ Jack, cause I wanna will, you know dog. I tell a man chill, you know dog. I don't care how you feel, you know dog. Yeah, I'm kinda ill, you know dog. Got to thank the most high. Gave me the skill, you know dog. Keeping it real, you know dog. Like Beverly gotta be in the hill, you know dog. Double be doing it for the thrill, you know dog. DJ Jack, cause I wanna will, you know dog.
Radio presents
Back Row and Chill with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
We have in the studio today, we have got Mandem on the Wall.
Thanks for having us. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what FUBAR stands for?
Fuck you, bitch.
Alright. Fuck you, bitch. Alright.
It stands for Fucked Beyond All Recognition.
It's really sort of mad like that.
Look at the logo. Guess what that is?
That's a middle finger.
That is a middle finger.
Hey, this is the best station ever.
That's what I'm saying. Fuck the FUBAR.
Every Friday.
Back Row and Chill with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
See the rhythm all in their feet. Life
Let the music play on, play on, play on. Feel it in your heart and feel it in your soul. Let the music take control. We're going to party, climbing, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing my song.
You're listening to Fubar Radio. It's Payne and Sylvester Incorporated. Interesting fact about All Night Long, right? So when Lionel Richie was writing it, he, you know the bit, the sort of African sounding bit. Oh yeah, jumbo jumbo, yeah. something.
Kind of section.
Yeah. That doesn't mean anything in any language.
I love that.
He had a friend that worked for, I think it was the UN. At the time, and this guy was of African descent, and Lionel Richie, be it bless him, being blissfully ignorant, sort of said, "Teach me some African," as if there's one language.
Jesus.
And the guy was like, "I can't just teach you African. Like, what part? You know?" And he was just like, "Just, you know, just some random phrases." And he was like, "Look, come on, man. It's deeper than that, innit? Like, tell me what you want." And Lionel Richie just didn't have the time. So he's like, "You know what? Fuck it. I'm just gonna make some up." And he made that bit up.
It's a good line there. Lionel did a jumba.
Yeah, it's when you hear it, you just think that sounds like someone wanted to say something that they thought sounded African. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Being, I suppose, maybe you don't think of it like that, but
no,
being, like of Nigerian descent, my parents are Nigerian, and a lot of Nigerian has been spoken around, or a lot of Igbo has been spoken around me, which is one of the many dialects
can
in
you
Nigeria
speak
itself. I can understand it, but I can't. I can say a few phrases, but not. I can't. I'm not conversational at all.
Okay.
But I will know when something is purely just mumbo jumbo.
What do you think that would actually mean, though? If it was to mean anything,
it would mean this doesn't mean anything. I'm just talking shit. That's what it would mean. That's what
jumbo.
I translate it to.
Okay.
In fact, that's what I sing. This doesn't mean anything. I'm just talking shit. This doesn't mean anything. But yeah, bless Lionel Richie
bloody
for bringing
catchy.
That song into our lives. It's a bloody good song, yeah.
Yeah,
bloody catchy.
Bloody good.
Don't
all night long.
All night.
Good choices.
All night.
All night long.
All night.
All night.
All night.
All night.
All night. I can just imagine the backing vocals, innit?
Yeah.
Okay. It's like
all night. All night. All night. Do we go up yet? All right. Cool. Start again. Okay, cool. All night. Go up. All night. Yeah, that's it. All night. Down.
all night. let's harmonise.
Okay. What would be the harmony of that?
Wait, six, to do the normal note.
It would just be the second one. Yeah. I'm sure.
Just sing.
We're just going to do a little vocal session in it.
Yeah, that's fine.
Sing it.
All night. All night. All night. All night.
Is that all they do in the whole song?
What the?
It kind of is. Is it?
It just sounds like it. Yeah, I can't think of anything else.
Imagine them two-stepping as well. You know, like
all night. All night. All night. All night. All night. All night.
And then you know at the end, you're like, yeah, keep that bit. Keep that bit. That sounded good. Keep that bit. Play it back to me. Play it back to me.
They might have done a few spins in there as well.
Yeah, and always land, come back to the mic at the right time.
Yeah.
Profesh.
All night.
And the thing is, what you got to think as well, back then, they didn't have the technology to tune things, did they?
No,
would they have had the technology to tune?
Auto-tune stuff. They wouldn't have been that, would they?
No.
That's them.
You had to be just a good singer.
Yeah.
Well, that's why in loads of old records, like, people sound bad.
Yeah, but you don't hear them that much.
I was joking.
You don't really hear them that much.
I want to see that live.
Yeah, but you can do like more than one take.
So yeah, you can. And you can mix them together. But I wonder if they do that. He will have backing singers live to do that song. And their requirement for that song is All Night.
Mm-hmm.
It's good though.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. Well done, Lionel.
Yeah, I'd love to be in the briefing.
Yeah. So what do I do during this?
You've got one job.
Yeah, imagine messing that up as well. Night all.
Every
night. Start singing the wrong way around the words.
Night all. All night. All night. I don't think I said that night right, you know. Can I do that again?
Night. I want to hear the T.
All night. All night. All night. All night. Sound like a metronome.
That's a horrible way of saying T. Oh, that sounds... I don't like that.
All night. Don't you? Do you prefer when people don't do a hard T?
Yeah, I don't like a hard T.
All night.
All night.
No.
Bill Nye.
Bill Nye?
Say Bill Knight.
What?
No, it's just...
Oh!
Yeah.
Bill Nye.
Bill Nye.
Bill Nye.
Bill Nye.
Bill Nye. Bill Nye Long.
Bill Nye.
Bill Nye Long.
What a theme song for him.
Bill Nye Long. Bill Nye Long. Bill Nye.
Oh, we should so do that. We should so do like a FUBAR music video and just change that to Bill Nye.
Yeah, to Bill Nye.
I think that should
That's
be his future.
Good. Let's
from
do
now
that.
On.
Yeah.
If he's ever coming up to receive an award for like a lifetime achievement award.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a band. He's the only one that gets the band.
Yeah.
It's for the introduction music.
Bill Nye Long. Bill Nye. Bill Nye Long. Bill Nye Long. Tune, mate.
Very it's addictive.
Tune. It good is addictive. Good choices this week, Harley.
Yeah, very good choices this
good
week.
Good choices from Harley this week.
Let's get into some more legal advice, shall we?
Well, you got some stuff, yeah.
Some more legal queries, shall we?
Keep them coming in. If you've got time, inc@fubarradio.com. Tweet to us @fubarradio.
Is this that
it's
funny?
Not, yeah, well, yeah, I was just reading that and laughing again.
Okay. This one doesn't even have a name anywhere.
Is it that embarrassing?
Oh. Hey, guys.
Easy now.
At the weekend, my boyfriend was absolutely off his face and stayed around mine. In the middle of the night, I woke to him hovering over my desk chair with his boxers down. I shouted, "Stop! Go to the toilet!" He mumbled back, "What are you on about? That's where I am." And then he shat all over my chair.
What?
I ended up cleaning it because he was way too fucked.
No!
And I wanted to get rid of the smell.
Oh.
He has no memory of this, or so he claims. What should his punishment be? Thanks.
Get rid of him. Dump him.
Are we going to ignore the fact that he was hovering?
Yeah, he was just... He's
possessed.
Was he levitating?
He's possessed.
Over your desk? And you're surprised that he shat?
He was just doing this.
Yeah, was he in that position? Yeah, with his legs
crossed. Christ position. And then just pooed everywhere.
Oh, my my god.
That's pretty special.
That no, it's awful then.
Yeah, it's kind of mad that he's like hovering. He's floating.
He and she was like, and the first thing she said to him when she saw him floating in midair was go to the toilet.
He's going, what are
no,
you
she
doing?
Said, don't go, yeah, go to the toilet. To be honest, you would shit yourself if you saw your boyfriend hovering.
Maybe it's her shit. Maybe she shat herself.
Yeah. He shat all over my chair, which he wasn't sat on. He was hovering over the
yeah.
Well, he was hovering over the desk chair, right.
Oi, we should get him in.
It'd
on the show.
Great. It'd be great.
Make sure he hasn't eaten for a few days. But I'd love him to come in and show us his hovering
how
trick.
He hovers, yeah.
Well, he's no memories because he's been possessed by some demon or something.
Yeah, man.
If you're floating around.
Of course, yeah.
That's next levels. You need. I think you need to speak to an exorcist.
That's
not
what
us.
I was thinking. What should his punishment be? An exorcist.
You should
exorcism.
Be careful, babes, because you might get punished. If
yeah.
You're,
yeah, for real.
To be honest, if he's possessed, you don't want to punish him at all. It'll be you that's in trouble.
Exactly. Maybe the house is possessed.
Maybe.
They need to exorcise the room because it just kind of took. Assumed his body.
Yeah, it's proper exorcist shit, isn't it? You know, an exorcist, you like throws up everywhere.
Yeah.
That's what happened to
that's
him.
The he just, bed like levitates. That's,
he, yeah. she, he hovered, he was getting exercised, and then instead of throwing up and like blood and shit, he just pooed.
It's modern.
But he pooed on a chair, and then. I mean, I definitely wouldn't want to clean it up. She ended up cleaning it because he was way too fucked and. She wanted to get rid of the smell. To be honest, I would throw away the chair. I wouldn't clean
yeah,
up.
I wouldn't even clean the chair. I would just wheel the chair out of the house onto the street into a park.
That is so disgusting.
Yeah, and is it one of the, like these chairs as well?
It's upholstered. Fabric. You can't have that. You can't have that. It's not going to
happen. That's imagine, within the chair.
Imagine
now,
it wasn't like, you know when you have them no white poos?
Yeah.
It'll be like semi okay if
a,
it.
A white poo?
No wipe poo.
Oh, no wipe. What do you
straight
mean?
Well,
like,
oh,
you right, know, yeah, it's yeah. Just like you wipe and then there's nothing there because okay. It's just like comes straight. Sure. I imagine it was like a no wipe poo.
It's messy.
Oh my god, yeah.
Oh. Well, no, that's it's going to be a wipe poo. He actually says he shit all over the chair. So, all over. He shat all over my chair.
All over.
All
it.
Over it.
Even on the little button that helps you like adjust the height and shit.
He's got some skills. He's like levitating.
Shitting on whole chairs. That's a lot of skill and a lot of shit.
But you're not going to get rid of the smell by just doing a quick little bit of polish over it in a Febreze.
Get rid of that chair.
The chair has to go.
Get rid of that chair.
He might have to go.
Yeah, and your boyfriend is now treading on very thin ice as well.
Definitely. I mean, don't let him around your house if he's off his face.
Make him replace the chair for one thing. At the very least. Maybe get him like some sort of anchor that can keep him from floating.
Get him something to plug up his bum so when he stays over he can't go
yeah.
For a poo on a chair.
He needs a plug and an anchor.
Yeah. Okay, well that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Harley, the next one from Rob. Oh, what?
We should talk about some other stuff soon as well.
Yeah, we will do.
Hi. My mate pissed me off. I took a huge dump. I can't be asked to talk about more poo.
Someone, yeah.
Jake. It's from Jake. Hello, guys. You know one of those cut-out celebrity faces that you can get from a fancy dress store? My girlfriend asked me to put on asked me to put on a Brad Pitt one when we had sex just for lol.
Yeah.
But suggested that we should do something similar again. What the fuck?
Spicy, it's all right. I think that's all right.
Yeah.
Mouth, maybe. Not all the time.
Do it, but get a tour in Angelina Jolie mask and then just stop midway. And walk out.
Walk out.
Yeah. Take the kids with you.
Yeah. Halfway through. I don't think that means anything other than like she just fancies Brad Pitt occasionally. It's just a little fantasy thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
It must get inconvenient when just like, because I've seen those masks. They're just cardboard. They don't even. It's just weird.
But I'm just trying to keep that on, like just watching.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a bit awkward.
You can't kiss.
Oh yeah, you have to kiss through cardboard.
You put your tongue through.
You
like,
get a bit like claustrophobic, like.
Does yeah. It have eye holes and mouth and
oh,
stuff?
Oh, that's even weird.
You know they always come out of place a little bit. Is it be on the side of your head? Yeah. Like the elastic bit's always too thin. It's
yeah,
cut it's into
hurting,
your.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just it's a bit inconvenient.
And she's trying to kiss the mask, even if it's around the side of the head. She's not interested in kissing you, just Brad.
Yeah.
Brad's face.
Do you know what'd be even funnier if the guy was black?
I don't think it's that bad.
Not that Brad.
Not that Brad. Brad.
Boom, boom.
Good.
Yeah, it's not that bad. Get her to wear an Angelina. We'll get her to wear a mask of your choice.
Yeah.
You know, fight fire with fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just all it means is that it's you have like ammo now. Not ammo, but like you can
got leverage. Yeah. You can now make a request.
Yeah. Mm. And it doesn't have to be mask related. It can be
something else.
Whatever you want. Okay.
We'll talk. We'll do some more legal in a bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tell us some stories, Justin.
Should I tell you about what I've heard this week?
Yeah, sure.
Well, there is the story that a woman might actually need our help because she's from the area that you grew up in. She's from Brighton and Hove, and she called the police about this matter, but they told her that they didn't have the funding for it. It's an 8-year-old woman that was made to feel like a prisoner in her own home after she was attacked repeatedly by a flock of seagulls. I don't know why I went into a Bristolian accent for a second there. Barbara Cox, her name is, was targeted by the birds while putting her washing out, with one gripping her leg and another gouging at it. Police said they couldn't help. After three days, she finally made a dash for it to go to A&E and get the leg treated. She said that she went to hang her washing out and thought, what's that at the bottom of the garden? And saw it was a dead chick. I hope that means a young bird.
Yeah, not just a woman. Mm. Yeah.
Two seagulls swooped down on her, and one attached itself to her leg. She says it came down and grabbed me on the leg with its claws. Mm. It pecked me and caused me to bleed. She phoned the police and said, I've been attacked. And they said, by who? She said, no, by a seagull. And they said, oh no, we haven't got the funding for that.
Unusual. That's
very unusual. She added, it seemed like they were attacking forever, but it must have been a minute or so. She said she was too scared to go outside of her house for 3 days, but had to go to A&E in the end because her leg was hurting. It could have had her eye out.
This is what I thought was happening. Like, the birds are coming. One day they will rule us all. This is just the start of it.
Animals have been revolting for a while.
Yeah. Like, have you seen the film The Birds? That's terrifying. That's a proper horror film for me.
Yeah.
But they have to stay in their house because there's so many. If I see a flock of birds, a big one, I do get scared.
I just get that.
Well, you think they're going to
come for us?
Why?
Seagulls particularly, they're nasty ones. Seagulls and pigeons will be the rulers one day.
I just get scared they're going to shit on me.
That's good luck though, isn't it?
It's not good luck.
If on your left shoulder.
Oh, is it? Oh.
Only on your left shoulder.
I got pooed on my left shoulder the other day.
In a cashmere sweater. Is that still good luck?
No, it's not good luck.
It's annoying.
It's fucking bad luck.
Mad annoying.
It's ruined your cashmere sweater.
Yeah. Or anything. If it pooed in your hair, I wouldn't like to have bird poo in my hair. Oh.
Yeah, but it's not your left shoulder.
Well, what if it has to be the shoulder, does it?
Mm.
It's the left side of the head.
It's your left shoulder.
Left leg? Just shoulder.
Is your leg part of your shoulder?
No,
your left shoulder's like... No, can it be anything? No, your shoulder.
Just the shoulder, yeah. My left hand, my left ear? No.
My left boob? No.
Yeah.
Your shoulder.
It's the shoulder and boob. Shoulder and boob, you're saying?
Just shoulder.
Oh, okay. Well...
Me? No, just shoulder.
Yeah.
Left side of my tongue? It's definitely...
But if a bird pooed on your tongue, I don't know, there's no tongue scraping. You've got to get rid of that.
I'd kick her out.
Wee.
Oh god, one day we will get an email from someone saying that my girlfriend really wants to poo on my tongue. It's only a matter of time before someone gets in touch with the show with that.
Yeah, I hope that if someone has sent one in previously, the production guys outside have kind of vetted it and blocked it from coming through to us.
That will have happened though.
Yeah, I know, it's inevitable now that you've said it.
Yeah, someone will be into that as well.
Yeah, they won't even be like emailing it as a problem. No, they'll just be like, just thought you might like to know.
Yeah,
got my tongue shat on today.
Oh god.
Tasty.
Seagulls are bad though, aren't they? Because they do swoop down and just take your food. You can't be at a beach and leave your food unguarded. The seagull will take it.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're just very evil.
Unless it's like a seagull.
A seagull.
Yeah, like a whole seagull. You know, like you get like a whole chicken, just having a little roast. Yeah. A seagull.
You can't eat seagulls though, can you?
Can you not?
I mean, probably.
I reckon you probably could if you were quick enough to catch and hungry enough to eat.
They're not protected, are they? Like swans, you think you can eat seagulls? I think, I don't know.
They protect themselves by the looks of things.
They do.
They're fucking savages.
Nasty things.
I killed a seagull once.
What?
Really?
By accident, obviously.
How would you kill a seagull by accident?
It was at school and we were playing football and I like just booted the ball and a seagull went really hard into a seagull and it just went... I just died. I was like,
That seagull exploded.
That seagull just got fucked.
Oh my god. It exploded.
The whole school. Look
at the whole school.
Harley was thrown to the floor. I'm never killing a seagull again.
No, that's it.
They're protected.
Yeah. It was pretty like. I didn't really know what to think about that.
How bad? Did you have a minute's silence for it?
No.
Did you pick it up? Did you carry on playing football?
Yeah.
Just carried on with my days, to be honest, mate.
It actually went in the goal after that. It took a deflection.
But it must have, like, because, like, I kicked the ball hard, yeah, but it wasn't, like,
You know, it's a football. If a ball hits like a bird, like, it shouldn't die. It must have just like broke its neck or something.
I think
like,
it was already in
it, like, it could kill a bird.
A bird.
If you hit a bird hard enough with a ball, it's the velocity leather. Of that ball, it's not just the ball.
Yeah.
A man's got pingers on him as well.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
The speed at which the ball is going and a bird tiny little head.
Yeah, I guess.
It's not going to be able to withstand that.
You would get a bruise. If Harley kicked a ball that fast to you and it hit you, you definitely get a bruise from it.
Probably wouldn't get bruised.
Nah,
you would. You would.
Nah, I've been hit with balls. Like,
well, sure. Okay. Wee. Wee. Sure.
Now it's all
like
out.
Yeah, cool. Hundreds of times. Wee.
No, but the
I don't think I've ever got a bruise from that.
If it came at a velocity, as you're saying, like, really fast, I think it would bruise you.
What I guess I'm trying to say is, Nat, bruises don't show up on me.
Okay. Oh yeah, I've never had a bruise before.
Yeah, of course you have.
The thing is, I can get bruised. I'm not gonna lie. Like,
no, I've never had a bruise. Maybe I would have had underneath the skin bruise.
In fact, yeah, no, you're right.
But
I've never had
like a visible bruise.
I've had reddening of the skin, but I don't think it was because of a bruise.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, and you can, but I've never had a visible bruise.
Oh, okay. Well, it's lucky.
Kind of.
But I don't know. Would you want bruises?
No, but you know,
I mean, is a black eye is technically a bruise, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
So I've had a black eye.
Well,
you've
had a bruise then, so you had a black eye.
Never had a black eye either.
Oh, okay.
Someone nutted me in football. It's quite recently, actually.
Oh yeah, that was, you came in on the show, and I remember seeing it.
Yeah.
That hurt.
That's what you told
us.
Anyway.
Like, the guy was like, "Fucking, he's faking it. Get up!" And I was like, "Does this look like I'm faking it, bro?" I can't open my eye. I continue playing like a lad.
Go on.
Like a lad that I am.
Total lad.
Do you think? I think we need to speak to
a seagull.
The police about the matter, because not having the funding, like using that as the reason that you don't, that you can't come out on a call.
But what are they going to arrest the seagulls?
No, but they could at least come round and scare
her
them
out
off
of the house.
Yeah, true, get her out into A&E. Yeah.
What do they mean by they don't have the funding?
Yeah, there's not really going to be an allocated fund just for seagull crime, but
in Brighton, maybe there's probably a lot of seagull-related crime.
That's a very good point.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Operation
Girl.
Yeah, Operation Depp on the Gully Side.
Well, there has to be. I feel bad. She's being trapped in your house, being terrified of going out in case a seagull goes for you. That's horrible.
I'd just come out swinging, boy.
You punch him in the face.
Yeah, no, with a
bat,
with a tool of some sort. Yeah, bat. I don't know, a golf club.
Okay.
just like eyes closed,
swinging. There's
literally no seagulls in sight, but he's just swinging.
Just in case.
Ferociously swinging
with your eyes closed. Well.
Every time I came out of my house from then on,
the golf club.
Just in
and
case,
the neighbours are like, "I'll keep away from him when he leaves or when he leaves the house."
For real, yeah. So like you can't come to my yard.
You got to call your neighbours before you leave. Like, just letting you know, guys, I'm about to leave my gap. They know what's what. They're like, cool.
Get inside.
Everyone, you see people running as they see you're about to leave.
Yeah, you know, in like big like American movies where like in Manhattan when like the big alien comes down and everyone's like running through the streets and like cars are like flipping over and shit. That's what happens when you leave your house.
My anti-seagull ritual.
Shit's just going mental.
I'd just hire you to make them explode.
Isn't it?
We'd be just
seagull patrol.
Yeah.
So that would look madness. There's you
Goal
going
patrol.
Around swinging with your eyes shut. There's Harley just kicking random balls for no reason. The delivery guy's coming to drop something off. He just carries on going. He's like, "Stop in here. What's going on in the garden? Me too."
Payne and Sylvester, Goal Patrol. it's our side thing. I love it.
But you have to arrest the seagulls. You got to put them in jail or whatever.
No, we just kill them.
Kill them. Right, punishable by death.
Kill them and make it worse. I'll kill you and then I'll eat you just to really finish you
off.
No,
they'd be exploded. They'd all be.
Oh,
they'd
have to explode. It'd
be like an action movie. Every time I left my house, I'd be swinging and Harley would be just amazing accuracy as well. He'd get everyone. And swoop.
Right. I've just got such good techers. Yeah.
Freak out, Harley.
And we get called in by like the American army
because
we start to make other things explode as well.
Okay.
Just like just on the battlefield, and just anything we touch explodes. And then Justin's like,
getting shot at like thousands of bullets, and he's just swinging,
all deflecting
off his golf club.
I think you'll know when people want you when there's someone who needs help, because there'll be like a big goal sign in the sky, like Batman style, and then you'll just see it and be like, we're needed. You have to go running off to go and help the person that's in the
goal patrol.
By goals.
And it's all stemmed from like Justin's, like Batman, it's all stemmed from his fear of bats, well, seagulls.
Yeah.
So he wears like a seagull outfit.
I went and did like mad training on Brighton Beach.
Like years.
Just doing bare kung fu with the goals.
Yeah.
They were literally just, training me up and slapping me in the face. Yeah. You'll never be anything. I'm like, I will avenge my parents' death. I will.
Like 30 years training.
Mm. And then I meet like my arch nemesis, who's like, you think you were raised with the goals? I was throwing pieces of bread when you were just 4 years old.
I was born with the goals.
You won't rest. You're relaxed.
And that'll be my secret. Well, you know, Batman's got the little metal bats. Mine's just bread. Crusts of bread. I just throw them at people.
They're like really hardened crusts of bread.
Yeah.
Like
disarm
really.
People.
But you won't have time for a relationship or anything or friendship, because you won't rest until you get all of those pesky goals. You're like, take them all. I'll get them
absolutely.
All of them.
Absolutely.
No, they'll be like, come
and I've
on.
Got a ting like who knows me as, you know, Justin or Michael Payne, but she doesn't know that I'm goal man. Do you know what I mean?
Am I Robin then?
Yeah, you have to be.
But maybe
Goldman Robin.
Where are you going to change into like a phone box or something just to get changed into the gold costume? Or do you always? You can't always.
No,
wear
I'll
it.
Go to the gold cave.
The gold
no,
cave.
They'll go to the
sure.
I'll go to the coast. I just go under the pier.
Yeah,
that's where my like high tech headquarters
like,
is.
It's like really like out in the open, but still no one clocks it.
See, it's basically just in the amusement arcade on Brighton Pier. It's just in there. No one goes in there.
You think no one sees you. You think it makes you invisible when you've got the gold costume on. Like, no one's going to see me when I'm changing. Everyone's just sat there on the slot
machines. No, because it's in. Basically, it's behind a little. You pull down one of the one-armed bandits,
and
a wall opens, and I'm in the gold cave.
How you can't. You know how West Pier's burnt down.
Mm. Yeah.
You could have it on the west.
It's
on the west.
It's under it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It, like, because no one goes down to the West Pier.
The sea floor slides open.
You just like hover in.
Yeah.
You get with you and the dude from the shitting guy. hover down. We get him. He just hovers about. He does what seagulls do to us. He goes around above the seagulls
does
and poos on them.
Yeah. Totally. Just as they're about to shit, just it knocks them out.
I think sometimes you go like undercover and you pretend you're a goal, and so you're just there looking like a goal. Other goals come to you, and then you just take them out.
That's
with
it.
So you lull them into it, think you're friends with them.
Absolutely.
Disguise yourself.
It's like a $5 billion project.
For
us.
Like, I've got like more money than NASA. Do you know what I mean? I've got more money than NASA. I've got this like goalmobile. And it shoots out bread.
The goalmobile.
But it makes bread as well. It's got ovens in it.
Yeah.
And it makes bread.
You're just sick. You're a sick baker as No, that could be my. I can be baker. Goldman and Baker.
Yeah, no, yeah. You're basically my. You're not Alfred. Who's the guy? you're not Alfred. Who's the guy that Morgan Freeman plays?
Yeah, he's like tech guy.
Yeah, you're the baker, blubber. You make the pangest, sickest bread.
But he comes in every morning with like loads of baked goods for you to take out the weapons.
Yeah, that's it. I'm like, what's his name? I can't remember his name.
Oh, Lucius or something.
Yeah, I think it is. It is Lucius. Yeah.
Something like that.
It's
Lucius.
Yeah. So like, you know, I'm like, Lucius, like, what have you got for me today? And he'll bring in like a bloomer. And he'll be like, this bloomer. It's this not just any bloomer. Do you know what I mean? This is going to go in like the side bread launchers on the whip. And they can like, they'll give someone a yeast infection.
Yeah. I think some days he'll be like, there's a lot of goals around today. I've got to wheel up the big stuff. Here's a granary. Take that with you.
Yeah.
You know, it's a granary day for you.
Like, my machine guns shoot out like sesame seeds.
Yeah.
Bare sesame seeds.
Bear.
Or dobles. Bare dobles. Hardened dobles.
We've got it all figured out.
I think so. Dragon's Den will definitely put some cash into
this.
No,
fuck them. Fuck them. We'll
Your
raise
own.
The money ourselves.
All
I need is my very rich parents to get murdered in an alleyway.
And we always get like booked like to cater like fates and like carnival events because we've just got bare sandwiches for all the kids. They're like, oh, we need to get Goldman and Baker to like to cater our fate, our village fate.
I love the fact that you think that's the main food that's consumed at a carnival.
Like, there's better sandwiches though, isn't it?
Dry bread.
Better like triangle sandwiches, you know. They make sandwiches cut into
four.
Yeah,
a fate. I'm just thinking Notting Hill Carnival.
No, no.
It's the last place you're going to see bread.
No, village fate, innit? Better sandwiches.
Maybe some families will just hire you for special just a protection for the day. They want a nice day out of the beach.
Making bare lunch boxes. Bare lunches.
Yeah, that's how we make our millions.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
we just make everyone lunches.
We're like, you know, Payne and Sylvester Enterprises, that's the face of it. No one knows that we are Goldman and Baker, though. You know, and we use the money from the lunch boxes and all this shit that we do to fund our vigilante lifestyle.
It's kind of like we've got a comedy movie in that.
Don't tell anyone though.
Shit.
No.
Oh, fuck.
It's fine though. We did it first. This is all on record now.
This is very
it's
true.
Out there,
Goldman and Baker.
We spoke about that for way too long.
We're so self-indulgent. Yeah.
That was about a 15-minute. What? How do we even? Oh, because of this woman.
Seagull story. Yeah. Poor woman.
Oh, very, God. Very poor woman. But you know, some good has come out of it. Now.
Well, at least we got that. Jacob, cut that conversation. We need all those ideas.
Make some notes
for our comedy spoof superhero movie. Okay.
Hannah Witten's up next.
Cheers.
And in just 11 minutes, are we going to play Lawyer versus Liar?
Yeah,
today?
I think so. We should. We
Let's can, play a song, we'll, then play.
Let's play
it.
A quickie.
Yes.
Okay, and then we'll do.
Yeah, these parts, you know, these places, can't we just, you know? Okay.
Better watch when they come over here. See them man when I'm gone over there. Man ready for go run over here. Kick down table, turn over chair. Better watch when you come over here. See them man when I'm gone over there. Man ready for go run over here. Pep, 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 pep. Listen, you better mind when you come over here. Cause big man double done your career. Streets aren't pretty, now the roads aren't nice. It was made for guys with heart and no fear. I do music and I be staying level headed. Said the fans wanna cop mine, not your gear. You don't wanna be a target for man's practice. Shot food and it might take your gear. You can't stop me, I'm on a roll today. You're now rocking with me and a bit of protege. 9 years deep, a man I've got more to say. It looks calm but you're looking at my poker face. Tall man don't sleep on me, I'll awake ya. Bro's got his eye in the galley, you might take her. Can't expect nothing less from the best when the Steel City links with Kingston, Jamaica.
Better watch when you come over here. See them man when them gone over there. Man ready for go run over here. Kick down table, turn over chair. Better watch when you come over here. See them man when them gone over there. Man ready for go run over here. Better watch when you come over here. See them man when them gone over there. Man ready for go run over here. Kick down table, turn over chair. Better watch when you come over here. See them man when them gone over there. Man ready for go run over here.
Play your position. Still that young black boy on a mission. I'm trying to find out if I speak, will they listen? Do the kids really have any concept of ambition? See, the system has got us in a bad condition. The money's got the willpower in a submission. Every day another somebody's getting murked because another Donny went for that bad boy audition. Can't stop me because I'm certified. And only if you let a man are gonna hurt your pride. Give me the mic, a man are gonna murk tonight. You try mixing with the brothers that prefer to ride. Tell man that the road thing ain't for everyone. Now you're getting wetted up like a bottle of Evian. When will it be that I don't have to see another rest in peace whenever I put the telly on?
Better watch when you come over here. See them man when them gone over there. Man ready for go run over here. Kick down table, turn over chair. Better watch when you come over here. See them man when them gone over there. Man ready for go run over here. Pep, 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 pep. Better watch when you come over here. See them man when them gone over there. Man ready for go run over here. Kick down table, turn over chair. Better watch when you come over here. See them man when them gone over there. Man ready for go run over here. Pep,
Protege, you listen to Fubar Radio. It's Payne and Sylvester Incorporated, aka Goldman and Baker. Hannah Witten is up next in a matter of minutes with special guest co-presenter Bethan Ledley. Before that, we're going to play
Lawyer versus Liar.
Yes.
Get Who Wants a Millionaire theme on.
Every week.
Yeah,
I was thinking of it and I was like, I'm not going to remind her. But then I know Harley's here and Harley reminds you of everything.
Do you know what? I'm just going to bloody save this cart wall now so that actually it's just saved so I don't do this again. There we go. It's all nice and safe for next week. Well, let's do a quickie then.
All right.
Let's have a quickie. Okay. Court case number one.
Play it then.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
So that's your memory, like
that's terrible.
You forgot.
That's actually terrible. That's
you put it up and then forgot.
That's brilliant.
The parents of a 25-year-old man in Spain told him to either look for a job or they would stop paying him 588 euros in monthly allowance. The man sued them in court. What happened to the case? Did the man win or did the parents win?
Parents won. Yeah.
Well, yeah, the judge dismissed the complaint and ordered him to move out of their home and find a job.
Shame.
That's harsh. That's really harsh.
Shame.
Or like, what, Audi 25?
Yeah.
Yeah, get out, man.
And they gave him $588 a month. Euros a month, sorry. Just
no wonder he's complaining. They gave him $588. What the fuck was they doing that, mum?
Dollars.
It's like 588 euros a month.
Yeah, yeah.
For nothing.
Allowance.
Just to live in the house as well.
Oh, pom pom. You should have spent some of that on a fucking bus pass and go look for a job.
Court case number two. Robert Lee Brock sued himself for $5 million.
I lost.
He claims that he had violated his own civil rights and religious beliefs by allowing himself to get drunk and commit crimes, which landed him in the Indian Creek Correctional Center in Virginia, serving a 23-year sentence for grand larceny and breaking and entering. Since being in prison prevented him from having an income, he expected the state to pay.
Fucking hell. Definitely thrown out. Yeah, I mean, he was given a death sentence.
Yeah, no.
What was there? Yeah, the case got did get thrown out. But then, like, how are you suing yourself? And you're suing yourself for $5 million.
You're suing yourself expecting someone else to pay.
Yeah. What a plonker.
Maybe he was thinking after 23 years he'd have a nice
He was just bored.
Yeah.
So I'm in jail now. Doing nothing. I might as well do something stupid.
Okay. In our final one today, in 2009.
Yeah.
During a court case, a man yawned loudly in the courtroom, and another man's mobile rang during a hearing. The judge wasn't very happy about this. What did he do to the man?
What, the man that yawned, or the man?
The yawning man. Yeah.
Oh, whoa! This is you're switching it up now. We have to actually.
But wait! I don't understand. A man yawned, and then another man's mobile rang.
Well, let's just go with the yawning man. So I don't know what had that bit. In 2009, during a court case, a judge was very upset, annoyed that a man yawned loudly in his courtroom. What happened to him? He gave him a punishment for yawning in his courtroom. What was the punishment?
Fucking hell.
Community service.
No.
Forced to go home and sleep.
No.
£500 fine.
No. It was a sentence. It was a custodial sentence.
Oh shit! 6 months.
Yes, he jailed him for 6 months.
He jailed him for 6 months.
Yeah, for yawning loudly in the courtroom.
Fuck
yeah.
off!
No, that's I mad. Swear to God, yeah.
No, there must be something more to that because that's just ridiculous.
This judge, you don't want to mess with some judges.
No.
There's got to be more content.
Maybe
people were being like maybe people were being disruptive in the court, and he was like, one more person.
Yeah, maybe.
Does or, something, yeah. and it's all.
Or maybe.
Yeah, like I'm really taking the piss. I really.
Only thing that logically I can think of is that. So the man who yawned was like a friend of the person getting prosecuted or something.
Maybe.
And his yawn was like a signal to the man to like not say anything at a certain point or something like that.
Could be that. But maybe he's pissed off. Someone else's phone's ringing during the court. Maybe he's like, if anything else happens,
yeah, but that is that completely fucking ridiculous. Yeah.
Well,
you can't jail someone for a natural...
I reckon the judge got pissed off because made him yawn as well.
Yeah, probably. It's that contagious
thing.
Yeah,
he looked like he hadn't got much sleep than that before,
That's fucking stupid.
So there we go. So Michael Payne wins. Well done, Michael Payne.
Yay. Thank you very much.
So that's just the end of today's show.
Oh, I'm afraid it is. Join us next week. Like I said, Hannah Witten is coming up very, very soon with Beth and Ledley as her special.
Shit, Harley!
You're a prick.
Harley's fallen off the chair, taking the sign off. So that's good. What a way to end the show.
Absolutely.
Okay, well.
Join us next week. Payne and Sylvester Incorporated. This is FUBAR Radio.